It's been an unedifying week for many Americans watching their leaders this week as Donald Trump has dug in on his wall and Democrats have dug in on their refusal to fund it. So the government shutdown limps on, leaving hundreds of thousands of public servants without pay. But that's not the only issue facing the president. Multiple strands of the Mueller investigation into Russian election interference and other issues began coming together late in 2018. And now, one of those who's apparently been particularly useful to the special counsel, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen, has agreed to give evidence in public to Congress next month. Angela Lavoisier reports.
The Democrats have only just gained control of the House, but they're already on their way to ticking a big item off the party's bucket list, a public grilling of Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer.
We are in search of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So that's where we stand.
Democrat Elijah Cummings is the chairman of the House Oversight Panel. And the whole truth might be a bit of a stretch. He's also promised not to jeopardise the ongoing investigation into alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
We're going to make sure that we do absolutely nothing to interfere with the Mueller investigation. That is very, very important to us.
It's not immediately clear what will be involved in the hearing.
But as far as this hearing is concerned, we put out our statement. It's a very limited statement. We plan to do what the American people have asked us to do, and that is to conduct hearings with integrity, with transparency, with honesty, and most importantly, accountability.
Michael Cohen is due to begin a 3-year prison sentence in March. During his trial, he implicated his former boss, Donald Trump, in a scheme to pay illegal hush money to two women, with whom the president is alleged to have had extramarital affairs. Donald Trump denies the alleged affairs and claims the payoffs didn't violate campaign finance laws. He's shrugged off the news of Cohen's testimony, which is due on the 7th of February.
I'm not worried about it at all, no.
In a statement, Michael Cohen said he looks forward to giving a full and credible account of the events which have transpired. These developments, which might have dominated headlines, have been dwarfed by the rolling crisis that is the government shutdown, brought on by an impasse over funding for Donald Trump's long-promised US-Mexico border wall. Overnight, the president gave the strongest sign yet. He's still willing to take the extraordinary step of declaring a national emergency, effectively bypassing the need for approval from Congress.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will. I have no doubt about it. I will. I have the absolute right to declare this was passed by Congress. So when you say, was it passed by Congress? It was. Other presidents have used it, some fairly often. I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely.
Donald Trump could still take that option, but it's not clear how durable it would be. Dr. Charles Edel is a senior fellow at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
There would be immediate legal challenges, but they would come on multiple fronts. There are both statutory challenges, because the way that the National Emergency Act of 1976 works is that once the president declares a national emergency, the House of Representatives then gets to affirm whether or not that's true and whether or not their powers then get delegated to the executive branch. There will also be legal challenges on this front, possibly from Congress, possibly from outside of Congress. And there will also be immediate legal challenges if they move forward with any type of construction projects by multiple landowners who presumably will have their land appropriated through eminent domain down in Texas and other parts of the border.
If Donald Trump does decide to press ahead with an emergency declaration, it would certainly be unprecedented, no matter how long it stands.
It has never happened that a president has declared a state of emergency to get funds appropriated to carry out a policy goal that he was not able to get Congress to appropriate in the first place. That is unprecedented.
Dr. Charles Edel from the University of Sydney, Angela Lavoisier reporting.